this does the gentleman from Guilford, Representative Scrub, rise?
To debate the motion, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman has the floor to debate the motion.
I just want to make sure that folks have flagged that in Section 8.1, we're moving $500,000 from the Disaster Relief Fund so that we can litigate a problem that this body brought upon the state of North Carolina in and of itself to litigate around House Bill 2. So I just want to flag that and assume that our coastal communities especially will not appreciate that moving into the future. Thank you.
What purpose does the lady from Guilford, Representative Harrison, rise?
To debate the motion.
The lady has the floor to debate the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I called that same section, and I just want to ask Representative Dollar, what sorts of things does the State Emergency Response and Disaster Relief Fund normally fund?
Does the gentleman from Wake Forest have a question from the lady from Guilford? Is Jim O'Neill?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I find that section too, and I was just wondering what sorts of items does the State Emergency Response and Disaster Relief Fund fund?
That particular fund, we keep a few million dollars in that from time to time. From time to time, we put money into it. This year, we had some additional non-recurring funds that we decided to put in there. This actually does some very, very small items. It's really not for major disasters. We have other procedures to handle big things, most of which require the General Assembly to appropriate funds. This just takes care of some very, very small items that the Office of State Budget Management has allowed to do. But there's more than sufficient funds in there to cover the current needs and the needs into the future for next year.
Thank you. May I debate the bill?
The lady has the floor to debate the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just appreciate that explanation. I checked with our accounting, and we have spent $8.4 million in taxpayer money defending legislation that this body has passed. I'm not sure that's the best use of taxpayer money, and this additional $500,000 could be better used for other more important pressing matters for the state. So, unfortunately, I'll be voting that. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Duplin, Representative Dixon, rise?
Sure, Representative Dollar, will you go for a question?
Does the gentleman from Wake yield to the gentleman from Duplin?
I yield. He yields. Thank you, Representative Dollar. In reference to an earlier question that was asked about some money that was for emergency, in the last session, did we not cover the possibility of expenditures in the event of the avian flu in the livestock area?
Yes, sir. There was money reserved for avian flu in case that epidemic visited South on North Carolina. And fortunately, we did not have to dip into those funds.
Thank you. What purpose does the gentleman from Rutherford, Representative Hager, rise?
To see if President Harrison would yield for a question.
Does the lady from Guilford yield to the gentleman from Rutherford?
I believe so.
She yields. Yes. Thank you, Mr. Harrison. I was preparing an amendment, didn't hear the, you had stated a number that we had spent on litigation on statutes. Could you tell me what that number was again, the dollar amount?
$8.414 million.
Thank you, Mr. Harrison. I'd like to see if Representative Dollar would
yield. The gentleman from Wake yield to the gentleman from Rutherford.
Thank you.
Representative Dollar. In this technical corrections bill, do we have a piece in there that takes that $8.1 or $8.4 million from the Attorney General from him not doing his job?
I would have to consult with staff on that. I'm not aware. I think the interest is, and I don't recall which bill or which section, but I think there is an effort underway to ensure that the Attorney General staff will defend those cases, which everyone has always accepted as those that should be defended by the North Carolina Department of Justice.
Further discussion from the debate? Seeing none, the question before the House is the motion to concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 805. Those in favor of that aye, those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote.
Thank you.
We'll ask Representative Shane Gilman to record a vote. The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 89 having voted the affirmative and 23 in the negative. The motion to concur, the Senate committee substitute, the House Bill 805 is adopted. The bill is ordered enrolled and sent to the governor.